Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Fulfira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. It's time. I see people showing up, running in here, clutching their bags and purse and stuff, running in from their soul appointment. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to the opportunity for you to take an interview. We don't need to review. We just want to go within. But if you want to review too, you know, don't let me hold you back. This is just what I showed up for. I showed up for your interview. But before we interview, review, or even reflect, we have to stand on a solid foundation, reminding ourselves of who we really are.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And nobody can take that away from you. Even you can't even deny yourself of that truth. You can delay the process. You can ignore it. You can hold on. But you are always free. And based on your awareness of who and what you are, that will determine the choices you're making in life. It's time to take a choices journey. I am your spiritual tour guide as we navigate the path into 2014 and take an interview 2013. We'll be back. Choices, Julie Dexter. To take a spiritual journey down memory lane, the memory lane of your consciousness. That was Julie Dexter. The title of that song is Choices. What kind of choices have you made over the last few months, 12 months? Do you regret the choices you made? Do you look back and say, well, knowing what I know now, if I was to choose again, I would make a different choice. You know, people say, if I knew then, what is it? If I knew then what I knew now, I would never have done that. Or I would do something different. But no, the only reason you know what you know now is because you went through what you went through then. So it's not possible that you would know what you know now without what you went through then. So making a different choice, you make a different choice based on what you knew. So relax. It's okay. There are no mistakes in God. even if you have me give you a report and say, look, 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 look at all the mistakes. Look at how I flopped up my life. I flopped it up. I flipped it up. I mean, you name it. You name the F word. I've done it. I don't care what you tell me. I refuse to support, to stand with your weaknesses because I know who you are. I know that you are so much more. And whatever choices you've made has brought you to this point, celebrate yourself. The choices brought you to this point. Either you're excited and looking forward to more, or you've had to grow through some challenging experiences, but you're still here. Don't give up on yourself, because I won't. I won't give up on you. Ah, it's nice to be back. I have a sort of interesting feeling going on here, but I'll tell you more about that later. Not right now. See, the feeling is rising up. Julie Dexter Choices. To find out more about Julie Dexter, her website address is juliedexter.com. juliedexter.com. Let's take a breath. Let's breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in the love of God and breathe out the love of God. Breathe in peace, joy, harmony, groundedness, and breathe out stress, worries, doubt, fear. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know what, I just don't know. Just breathe it all out, because it really doesn't matter. Let the planet, let Mother Nature, let God, let goodness, let the goddess embrace all that you're moving through and growing through. And what you called negative, the universe sees it as an energy to be recycled to make you better. Don't you just love it? So conserve your energy. And so instead of worrying about what's going on in your life and why it's not happening, conserve your energy. Just give it back to the planet. It will be recycled. I personally am environmentally friendly. So rather than hold on to that mess, I give it back to Mother Nature. I said, take this mess away from me. And Mother Nature says, I got it. The planet, the universe, God, source, the divine mind, creative intelligence. Oh, thank you for giving me the mess. I'm an expert in mess. Now, here's a message for your life. And you can't help but go out and shout the good news, if you will, when you catch the message like, oh, I got it now. Oh, my God, I'm a different person. And then your mind will kick in sometimes like, man, I wish I knew this earlier. No, it's not even about that. Everything is always in divine order. And speaking of divine order, we rest in this moment and joyfully, gratefully welcome you to the house of love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Because making a difference is encoded in your DNA. Living a life of passion is encoded in your beingness. Living a life of purpose is who you are. You came here to do that. You made a choice to be here. You made a purposeful choice. So people ask you, well, what's your calling? You look like you haven't found your calling. Guess what? Say, I'm here. I called myself forth. So I am living, breathing my calling right now. Just rest in that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the soul whisperer, the naughty professor, the metaphysical rebel, the black gold. Oh, I got all kind of names. What else? I got more. Just throw one at me. Throw one at me. Throw one at me. Yeah, that too. Yes? Anybody else? That's it. And I trust you that you would tell me who I am. because I know whatever you call me, whatever label you give me, is a reflection of your consciousness. And I know that all of you are my family. You love me, I love you. So I ain't even tripping. Welcome home. Thank you for showing up for your soul appointment. Your evolution depends on it. As we get ready to take an inner view, for those who want to review, that's good too. Review is good. There's nothing wrong with review. Review, reflect. And I think we got to do it this way. You review, you look back, look at the choices you made, look at where you showed up, look at where you pimped yourself out or punked out or didn't step up, and go down the line. No judgment, don't judge it. Just kind of take the list, look down, and just, now, once you've done that, you go, Now, you take it to the heart quarters, not the headquarters, the heart quarters. And you get to ask yourself, how do I really feel about the choices that I made in the last few months? As I prepare to move into a new month, a new day, a new moment, the most important answer comes from inside of you. Now, I want to tell you something there. Be careful what kind of interpretation or meaning you give the past few months. Because nothing means anything. That's right. Nothing means anything until you give it a meaning. And you get to choose what meaning you give it, what interpretation you give it. I love life. And if you're here today, whatever you're moving through, just give yourself a hug. I wish I had my webcam on. Hold on, let me show you how to hug yourself. Can you see it? That's how you do it. I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you on the phone lines, those of you listening online, we got Yvette is in the house, Celeste is in the house, silent listeners, this guy's a guest, the gangster of love is inside the house, that too is in the house, and we have the archive listeners, and those who are still running off, like, oh my God, I'm late for my soul appointment, I hope they don't charge me late fee. No, because you're already doing a good job charging yourself, you're charging in here. It. That's all you got to pay. You just got to hurry up. Archive listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I know that whenever you're listening, it will be right now. Because right now is all there is. And we can't leave out. We won't leave out our within radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm speaking of Within Radio listeners, I need to give you some announcements. We got people waiting to share their thoughts, waiting to share their insight. But let me do this before I do the announcements. Let's see. Let me just read a little bit of the descriptions. And now, actually, let me say this first. I want all of you right now, once again, to come together and just remember that we're family, right? And if one person is successful, we're all successful, right? Because everything is energy. Even if you don't know that person directly, you just know them indirectly. But we know ourselves. We know ourselves. We know who we are. We're connected. So I want you to just go within, go to the heart quarters, breathe in, and as you breathe out lots of love and light and healing in the direction of Celeste as her body is healing and releasing all the stuff, toxins that her body no longer needs, and she is finding her strength day by day. And also, we want to honor Mama Linda, who made her transition this month, this day, what is it, 2005? Celeste, was it 2005? I think it is. Press 1 on your keypad if it is. Celeste's voice is doing something, so I can't bring her on. Well, I can, but she wants to rest her energy. I think it's 2005. I can't remember. But some years ago, Celeste's mother made her transition. So she's in the spirit realm now, and she is now an ancestor. Of course, she's always here, and she's loving her baby right now as her baby's healing, and her baby is missing her mother. We know never. It's one thing, you know, when mothers or fathers, people, our parents, when they make their transition, they are forever a part of us. And the fact that they transcend to the spirit realm completely, it changes how we are on the planet. So all of you as well that are moving through transitions, grief, trauma, we're holding you up, knowing that all is truly well. Now, let me give you a quick announcement. And so it's 2005, was that right? Or do you want me to come to you, Celeste? If you want me to come to you, press 1 again. I'm just going to come to you. You know, it's a house of love. So you can tell me what you want. Because we've got too much to do than playing mind games. So just take your time. Don't worry about how you sound. It's okay. We're going to love you through it. And it's an opportunity for people to know that even the lady with the voice, sometimes the voice needs to do what the voice does. And you say, no, don't come to me. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it was December 17th, 2005. And thank you for honoring her. She always liked a nice show.
She does. We feel her. Linda. All right, I'll put you back on mute unless you want to say anything else before I continue the conversation.
No, I'm done, but I'm having a lot of fun listening to you. You sound great.
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you very much. Cleo. Cleo's in the house. Cleo is the head of security, the Live Conversation Radio studio. That was negative energy coming my way. And Cleo just said,
no.
Like, don't come here. That's a denial. She's like, don't you come over here. We got great energy going on. All right. I'll put you back on mute, Celeste, and you can press 1. Okay, we're sending you love. Let me tell you a little bit about what's happening on Life Conversations Radio as we continue with our soul appointment and take a journey inside to evaluate ourselves, to recognize that we have been a wonderful representation of God, Goddess. I'm telling you, you've done a good job. No matter what happened, you have done a good job. So, tomorrow we have Ancestral Blueprints, as you know, or if you don't, Ancestral Blueprints is usually on the last Wednesday of the month. And the last Wednesday of the month is Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But we wish you a Merry Christmas, but we ain't coming to do a show. We love you, but any opportunity for me to sing? Don't I have an amazing? I should really be a singer on the radio host. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. So tomorrow's Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, we are going to be talking about how your ancestral blueprints show up when you come together with family during the holiday season. You know, something about coming together with family members trigger the pain body. You and your family members, we're going to support you in moving through all. Really? Okay, let's try this. All right, thank you for that. I love how spirit works. All right, let's see. Oop, that's not what I need to do. Let's try this. Bear with me.
Was I choppy because I was singing? Was that what that was? So, Ancestral Blueprint. tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Lisa Iverson, and talking about how basically you can look at your ancestral blueprints and be able to honor and embrace what wants to be seen, what wants to be healed. Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Ombassa Sofera for the play Experience. Make sure you join her, 7 p.m. Eastern. for the play experience, and we're always asking you questions. Have you played with yourself today? Have you purposely loved and appreciated you? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Play. P-L-A-Y. Get it? So if you haven't played with yourself, if you haven't played in the last few weeks, you haven't taken time to love yourself. So after the show, find something to do to purposely, to passionately love and appreciate yourself. Actually, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And on Sunday, we have Celeste, and we know, we are holding her there. She will be ready to download, to express the goddess within her. 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Conversations Radio. Some other quick announcements, as I said, within radio earlier. The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is syndicated on Within Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can check that out. You can get more information by going to inspirebroadcasting.com to find out more inspiration. Yeah, you can go there to find out more inspiration. But to go to Inspire Broadcasting for more information, inspirebroadcasting.com. and of course, Saturday night just got hotter. I'm trying to do Celeste's voice now. And make sure you check me out on Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to your soul. I host a musical show called The Sounds of Soul. That's Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, and there's a rerun every Wednesday, 11 p.m. Eastern, so there'll be a rerun tonight. Make sure you're there. What else do I need to tell you? I think that's it. That's good enough. That's good enough. People are ready for their interview. We got people lined up on the phone. We're going to work this out. Oops, sorry about that. I've got some technical stuff going on. So what I'm going to do is take a quick music break. Actually, maybe I just do a quick, no, I'll do a music break and then take care of the technicalities, and then we'll go deeper, and then we're going to talk to Doreen. Doreen is the gangster of love. And all the spiritual people are saying, how can you be a gangster of love? They don't even go together. Oh, my God. Ooh, just keep listening. They go together. I am one, too. I'm going to take that title. I'm a gangster of love. I'm crazy enough to fall in love. And since we're talking about love, because that's what it's really about, if you take an interview and you don't find love, keep listening. See, we're going to play a love song. Let's play a love song. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm going to play. I played this earlier before the show. So I think it just makes sense to play this again and then take care of the, oh, man, what is really going on? Bear with me. Celeste is not here, so I get to do all it, everything by myself. I don't really like doing it, but it's okay because there is nothing God can't do. One with God is a majority. This is Bridget Bryant, and this is called There Is Love. So relax. All is well. You know that? There is always love. We'll be back.
If I had one wish, it would be that a day like this you and be no more. Trials only come to make us strong.
No matter what you're going through and growing through, there is always love, because there is no spot where love is not. You are a reflection of love. You are a representation of love. So no matter what is going on, if you messed up, if you made a mistake, if you were betrayed, if you're feeling joyful, if you're excited, if you're over the moon, if you anticipate something good but you're not quite sure, it's okay, because there is always love. Love has your back. That was Bridget Bryant. And you can find her on BridgetBryant.com. So let's continue the conversation. I think we've resolved some technical issues. I think we have. Yvette, let me know. Now, Doreen, I'm going to come to you, but be patient. I know you're a patient woman. I can feel your energy. Let me just give you some foundation of this this whole thing, today's show. So this is the last Ask Life Coach Ade radio show for this year. Tomorrow we're doing Ancestral Blueprints. So we're sort of like an interview of where we are. I started the show off in January 2013 with Ready, Set, Flow, F-L-O-W, Ready, Set, Flow. The theme for that month was Release Your Inner Splendor. The theme for today, no, the theme for this month, and today too, I guess that works, the theme for this month is Living with the One. Living with the One. Who and what is the One? The One is that Christ consciousness. The One is the God in you as you. The One is love. The One is the source of all things. The One is you. The One is the goodness of all that there is. It is pure, unconditional love. It is always with you. It is closer to you than your neck vein, closer to you than breath. So when you're experiencing pain, the One is always with you, but are you conscious of the One? So we started the year off with releasing our inner splendor. Did you create opportunities? Did you attract experiences to release that inner splendor so that you know who you really are right now? There is a brilliance within you. There's a magnificence within you. You are that brilliance. You are that magnificence. You are that beauty. Have you discovered, or you're discovering, that brilliance? What choices have you made in this journey of life? Were there goals you haven't achieved? Were there goals you achieved? We're talking about a soul appointment. You are on a soul appointment, not just today. Your life is you showing up for a soul appointment. And all you can do, all that is required, if there's any requirement, is that you show up in every given moment. And when you do mess up, if you want to call it that, choose again. Choose again. See, the materialism, there's something about this planet that we live in, or this, particularly this country. You know, we tend to, what do we do? It's coming to me. It's right there. We tend to define ourselves. There it is. We define ourselves based on what we have and what we own, or based on what we don't have and based on what we don't own. So if we don't have, if we're not in a relationship, oh, gosh, I'm about to go off. They just caught that spirit. If we're not in a relationship, people say, yeah, I'm single and I'm happy about it. It's like, so why are you telling us that? Or some people, let's pray for all the singles like it's a disease. If you're not in a relationship, you're not in a relationship. Of course, I'm talking about romantic relationship right now. You know, if money is a challenge, if building a business is a challenge, you're trying to make your business successful, you had a job and it's been challenging for the last year, there is a reason that is happening. And all those things that you have or don't have, a good job, a job that you hate, a relationship that you don't have, a relationship that is challenging the heck out of you, or the one that's just making your life just like, oh, my God, there is love. All of it is part of your soul expansion. See, this journey is an opportunity to pick up gems along the way. You know, in the description, we ask, what gems did you collect along the way since January 2013 as we get ready to move into a new year, 2014? Or did you find yourself feeling stuck or feeling in a jail of your own mind because you felt like you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you don't have enough money, you need to lose weight. You can't believe that you're putting on more weight, and you're putting on more weight than you did last year. Ain't nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. And you need to just get over it. So here's a flip, particularly for my female listeners. Whenever, that's right, I'm going to go there, and I can handle it. Come on, ladies, especially those of you who have some, sometimes have a little bit of issues with your body and putting on weight and struggling to lose it. Whenever, if you really want to make a change, that's it. If you want to make a change, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Leave Michael Jackson out of this. If you really want to change your consciousness, whenever you look in the mirror, whenever you look in the picture, rather than saying, oh, God, tear that, oh, don't do that. Because whenever you, I wasn't trying to say this, but here it is. Whenever you judge yourself, brace yourself, you're judging God. That's right. So here's what I was going to say before that came out. Whenever you look at yourself and you realize you put on a little bit of extra weight, look and smile and say, oh, my God, I am expanding in consciousness. It started within and my body is responding to it. That's right. I don't care what you say. There's a man, he don't understand. What? Of course I do. Some of you are going through hell because you think of how we men look at you. Some men need something they can hold on to. I don't want nobody slipping out of your arms, but if you do, that's what I do. But anyway, careful now, careful, brother man, don't get carried away. But really, really what I'm saying is loving yourself just as you are. And if you happen to be losing the weight, you can now flip that. Rather than, I'm losing weight now and I look better and more acceptable. Stop it. Just tell yourself, oh, look, I'm beginning to release negative energies, all the things I don't need anymore. And my body is responding to it. Wow. Because it doesn't matter what your body looks like, what the external looks like. If you learn to love yourself just the way you are, the love will come in and dissolve, melt whatever need to be dissolved. Oprah went up and down and up and down, and right now she said, you know, I just decided to put me first, and I'm happy with who I am. And her weight is not holding her back. As a matter of fact, it's lifting her up because she's comfortable in her own skin. I don't know how I got into that, but it must be needed. Okay. Lovingly with a smile getting away from that conversation. No, I'm not. I'm not afraid. But really, the things that we focus on what somebody else is wearing, what somebody else did in their life. Let's talk about your life, because your life is the most important life on the planet. The journey is about a soul expansion. So when you're loving somebody, when you're praising somebody, when you're judging somebody, everything you are saying is a reflection of your consciousness. Let me let that sink in. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you think is a reflection of your consciousness. Now, thinking thoughts, interesting. Sometimes you receive thoughts, sometimes you're sending out thoughts. So if you receive a thought, which is usually an inspired thought, when you receive the thought, it usually, we say, it came out of the blue. Like, oh, wow, I'm having a crazy thought. You're receiving a thought. You know what it's like when you're thinking a thought. But the meaning you give what you see is a reflection of your consciousness. So during this holy day seasons, during this holiday seasons, during Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the things that we're, this is a sacred time. Yes, we can debate a lot of different things about Jesus wasn't born in this time and if it was really his birthday because blah, 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 blah. And I don't say blah, blah, blah to discredit the point. But what I'm saying is all the arguments we can come up with, what is more important? Do you see that this moment, this day is sacred? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What are you passionate about? How you live in your life? I'm going to take a call. I'm going to go to Doreen. And speaking of taking a call, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number, and you can call in. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions and comments and thoughts and doubts and worries, disagreement, fears, just bring it. 347-426-3346. Because whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through and growing through, no matter how traumatic, how painful it is, love can handle it, and this is the House of Love. We're here to support you in your transformation journey. If you can't call in, you can post your questions on the land pages. What is the land page or land pages? That's the like page, fan page put together. Land page, so you can like. It used to be called fan page, remember? And now it's called like page, and now it's just page. But I'm still holding on. Sometimes I have a habit of holding on because I know what's good. It's a gem. So we call it the land pages. So there's an Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show land page. And then there is a Life Conversations Radio land page. Post your questions there and we will get to it. 347-426-3346 is the number. Today's theme, today's conversation is inviting you to show up for your soul appointment as we take a year-end interview. Let's go to somebody who's been taking an interview. She's been on a soul appointment, and she showed up on time. She was lining up. She had a tent outside the studio. Hey, Doreen.
Hi, I'm here. You lost me, and I called back, so the gangster love is back in the house.
Yes, you can't go too far because we're connected. Welcome back.
That's
welcome
right.
Back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with everybody. I just called in. This is my first time listening to your show, and I just I had to show up for my soul appointment, I guess. And I just wanted to say that I'm all about love, and my life is defined by love, and love is my revolver. And I just want to fill everyone I come in contact up with love.
So let me ask you this question. When you take an interview to your life from today back and look at January 2013 and look at the experiences that you've gone through and went through and you know, just the things, the good, the bad, the ugly, the, oh my God, I can't even talk about that one. What comes up for you?
Well, back like a year ago almost, I was trying to do things my way, and I wasn't doing things God's way. And, like, presently I'm on a different journey, and my journey is just filled with love. And I try to let it spill over, like, onto everyone that's around me.
Okay. I want you to tell me something here, because I'm going to tell you something. When you say you were trying to do things, you're trying to do things your way, give us an example. Let us see. What did that look like? Give us an example of what that was like.
Like in every aspect of my life, just, you know, if I wanted to just like do something now. Like I'm in the time of my life now where I'm trying to figure out what I wanted to do as far as employment. And mm-hmm. I was looking through the WAN ads, and I said, God, I can't do any of this. You know, this isn't mm-hmm. for me. And mm-hmm. God has put me on my spiritual path, and my angels are guiding me, and I feel like I'm going to have a job in the metaphysical field helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And because I invited mm-hmm. God into my life, he took the wheel for me, you know?
Mm, Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
That's right. Yes,
angel
yes,
has
yes.
a revolver out the window and Jesus is driving, you know? It's awesome.
That's right. Now, okay, so now, as you're saying, you surrendered. You said, okay, God, here I am, use me. You align with the Godness, the goodness, the God that is you, the Goddess that is you. And now things are playing out differently. You may not have achieved all that you want, but internally you feel different. What caused the change? What caused the shift? What was the catalyst?
You know what? I mean, I have a beautiful family, and I've been blessed, but I just felt like something was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I invited God in and, take the steering wheel or take a hold of the wheel. And it's just been like a magical journey. It's been a beautiful journey.
Mm-hmm. Did you go through the experience where you felt like if you completely surrender to your greater yet to be, completely surrender to God, did you have moments where you felt like, oh, my God, my life is going to change. I might lose my friends, or, they're going to think something is wrong with me. Did you go through that experience?
Yeah, I did. And then, I just got to the point where, it doesn't matter, I felt like I was on my path and I'm serving my purpose.
Yes.
And you get that feeling and if people are going to, if some people are going to leave you on your journey, they were only meant to be there for a short time. They weren't meant to be there for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find that you're connected with more godlike people that think in the same manner that you do.
Mm-hmm.
The social now, like-minded Dorian, people around you.
Let me tell you something here. What I love about what you're saying is, you called in before the show, and we got the opportunity to talk. And guess what I did? I pulled a card for you, and the card I pulled for you was the Black Angel, is from the Black Angel cards. And the card that I specifically pulled for you is the Medicine Woman.
Okay.
Now, the Medicine Woman, there's an affirmation, and the affirmation is, you are flowing with what's natural for you. That's the card that I pulled for you. You are flowing with what's natural for you. Now, when you are in the waking path, the Black Angel cards, instead of, some cards you have the reverse or to the left or to the right.
Right.
The Black Angel card has the waking path and the sleeping path. And we all go through the waking path and sleeping path. Sometimes we, we can really feel grounded and feeling connected to the spirit. And there are times where we don't know what the flip is going on. It's all part of life, there's day, there's night. Now, so the Black Angel card, when you are, as a medicine woman, when you are in your waking state, when you're in your waking path, you are attuned to nature.
Okay.
Right? Does that resonate with you?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
When you are in your path, when you're in your sleeping path, you are controlling. So this card, the medicine card, when you pull it, it indicates, it represents, it tells you your energy around you, who you are, that when you're awake, when you're waking path, you're in tune with nature. As you were saying, you've allowed God to take the wheel. Now, when you kind of...
God has also, though, given me, God has given me, a lot of signs when I'm outside in nature. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen phenomenal signs from above,
Mm-hmm.
Some of the signs would be where I was standing outside, it was raining to the left of me, and mm-hmm. to the right of me it was sunny, and I was in the middle, and I mean, I've had some phenomenal signs from nature.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other part. The other part, as I said, the sleeping path is the controlling part. And the controlling part, which is the sleeping path, is what you said earlier, when you were trying to do things your way. Now, I'm going to just read a little bit from there. It says, all praises to the medicine woman. You can take something troubling and turn it into medicine with your understanding of nature. You see the magic of nature and thus are aware that whatever comes into being will one day cease to exist. You understand, your understanding of the mysteries of life helps you to see when things have grown awry. You have existed throughout the centuries and have gathered wisdom in your many lifetime. Now that's the awakened path, which is what you're really reflecting here, and that's why I wanted to read it to you, because I pulled a card before we even start having the conversation. Now if you're in the sleeping path, it says when you are on the sleeping path, you may find yourself trying to control everyone and everything around you. You're trying to create nature rather than discover it. This can bring you personal discomfort and agitation as you attempt to control what ails you. Controlling eliminates your attunement to what is natural for you, keeping you searching for remedies for everyone but yourself. If you are burnt out, ill, walking dead, then go back to nature, back to allowing nature to teach you, back to where your true essence lives. If you have been caught up in the constant busyness of life, the wilderness is waiting for your wildlife to emerge. Now, what you said is really that, you know, the whole idea of going through life, trying to control it, doing your way, but then you gave it up. So you're a gangster of love, and you're also the medicine woman. Do you feel that? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I've been told that many times, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's an alignment with said. Go ahead.
Be on the journey, like myself, and I was trying to get, like, so far, like, too close to the destination without realizing, like, you know, what the journey was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, like, I have the faith in divine timing and stuff. And, I mean, I realize, like, where I end up, it's not as important as what I've learned along the way. So I ask Spirit to, you know, always stay and keep me in alignment with Spirit.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful what you just said. I mean, I don't know if you heard it. Like you said, you were trying to get to the destination and not even knowing what the journey was about. And how many times are we sometimes trying to get to the end, and we don't know what the journey is about. We get to the end, quote unquote. And we're like, why am I here again? That is so powerful.
Right. Yeah, I just try to keep like connecting my energy and let it flow like with the river of now, you know. And I am grateful,
so
like
grateful.
Every step of my journey. And you are grateful, but I am grateful that I was connected with you today. I mean, this is like so awesome.
I know, that's right. Well, I'm giving you a high five. High five.
Thank you.
Rock. keep listening, Dory. Thank you.
I'm a rocking granny, so.
Okay. You're a rocking granny, a crone, a medicine woman. You're truly a medicine woman. You have a lot to teach humanity, and I'm so grateful for our connection. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You keep listening. Don't hang up. Don't go nowhere.
Oh, I will. Have a happy holiday season.
I will too, darling. Thank you very much. I just love this thing called life. And as a spiritual tour guide, you get to meet all fascinating, interesting people, the rocking granny, the gangster of love, the folks that you just never even imagined existed on this planet because you thought you were weird, you thought you were the only one. And the minute you surrender, the minute you let go, the minute you forgive, the minute you remember that true forgiveness is self-forgiveness, and then one day you evolve to a point where you realize there's no need for forgiveness because there is always love. Then you don't have to judge yourself or judge other people. You're like, whoa, I love my journey. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. That's where you can find us. All the shows are archived. And if you want to make sure you have the shows downloaded in your computers or your mobile devices, you can subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, we tune. We tune in to the spirit. And when we tune in, oh, my God, watch out, world. When you get to iTunes, just subscribe to Life Conversations. Don't put the radio, just Life Conversations, and the shows will automatically download onto your computer, your lappy, and all the other stuff that we got. There's more to talk about. We've got some questions to address, the questions that were emailed. And, you know, if you must go, before you go, I want you to know that you are enough. You are enough. You're enough to show up for your life. It is impossible for you to exist and not have enough for you, for your existence. That goes against the spiritual laws of life. You are enough. Your life is enough for you. And, you know, as we plan, people do New Year's resolution. You know, I got to tell you this. I'll tell you now. And let me write it down because I can go on a tangent and forget what I was going to say. Let me write it down. But as you prepare for 2004, and if you listen to the show in 2004, as you prepare for a new day, a new moment, whenever you listen to the show, I want you to really be aware that as you create New Year's, new day, new day's resolution, don't forget, embrace, appreciate, accept this present moment. Because the New Year's resolutions are simply like that. They're like signposts to keep you guided, to guide you on your path. Just as Doreen said, sometimes we come up with this New Year's resolution, we set the bar so high, we fool ourselves. The ego mind fools you to believe that, oh, my God, if you write it down, now you're going to achieve, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and even just reading them leaves you feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes you just got to take some of that off. Personally, here's another tip. Instead of doing New Year's resolution, think of what worked this year and set the intention, commit to doing more of that. Focus on what is working. Take your attention off the scale of your life, the scale of your body. Don't wake up, look at the scale. God knows what God is doing. Male and female, some people are supposed to be heavy, period. Period. And you can have a healthy body, but your mind could be so unhealthy. What's the point? Now, you might attract people to come to your room and get your numbers, or like Celeste reminded us or taught us that you might get booked, people asking for your numbers, but once they book you and get your number and they start talking to you, they realize your mind needs some work. I'm not saying don't take care of your body. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of your spirit. Be aware of what you eat. But focus on what works in your life and commit to doing more of it. And what you focus on will expand. Now, here's the thing you can do, and those of you who attend Unity churches or Science of Mind churches, Spiritual Center for Spiritual Living. There you go. That's a new name. You'll be aware of this, New Thought churches. You'll be aware of the burning bowl. You know, if you don't attend a center, you do your own thing, I invite you to do a ritual. Burn the things in your life that are no longer serving you. Burn the things that you're struggling with. For goodness sake, don't put somebody in there. Don't put somebody's name in it. Don't do it. You only get to keep what you give away. Don't do it. Because they might just have this idea. They might happen to be listening to the show. And they say, while you're trying to put them in the list, they'll put you on the list. And then y'all burn each other out. Hey, I'm just saying. But think of ways of being that no longer serving you. Thoughts, habits. Maybe things you're struggling to forgive. You know, just write what it is and burn it. Flush it down the toilet, pour it on the land, wherever you live. Be careful with the lights. Be careful with the candles. Do it in a safe place because, you know, we got to say that for some people because that's all I got to say about that. Let's take a break. and we'll be back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And I just want to tell you, truly, 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 verily, 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 I say unto you, life is really simple. Life is really simple. And it's because it is so simple that we sometimes experience life as being complicated, as being hard, because we just can't believe it's that simple. We say things like, yeah, easier said than done. Say it, speak it, and live it. Say it, because it's easy to say. Say it, live it, speak it, act it out until it becomes a way of life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Sofira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you.
You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play Experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
La la la, bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
I couldn't resist. That was so tempting. They were jamming on that. Well, I felt like bringing out my drum. Well, speaking of bringing out my drum, we're going to have Celeste to drum some spiritual weather forecast into our consciousness. She said, "I got to do the spirit. I got to do celestial moment. Come on, I got to do it. Please, Eddie, please let me do celestial moment." So, ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing on Celeste. And if you've never listened to the show, Dorian, you won't know the difference. But you may feel the difference. But it's okay. And Yvette is like, yes, Celeste is going to do the celestial moment. I was really feeling sad about that. I am so glad she's... That's what Yvette sounds like.
I'm so glad she's doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, Muhammad.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Hey. Key works. Especially if you have a little honey. So we're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful show. I really enjoyed you and Doreen. You know, I think it was really amazing that you pulled that card for her because the medicine of woman comes up with the celestial moment today. You're so good at what you do. So good afternoon, family.
You listen to the same thing I'm listening to. That's all. I'm listening to God and you listen to God. So, you know, when we all listen, we tune in and we're just like, wow, what a coincidence. That's right. It is. Because it's every so many things happening at once in the one consciousness of God. Okay, I'm out. Go ahead, do your thing.
Don't make me laugh. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. We're experiencing a full moon in Gemini today, so it's a beautiful day to release and let go of anything that you've been holding on to that is not serving you. Let that full moon light shine on all your shadows and heal your heart today in the Chatty Cathy sign of Gemini. Gotta love the twins. Okay, so here we go. The energy of the day equals 8. The number 8 is ruled by Saturn, and it has been said that Saturn's gift is the pressure that keeps us focused on our own path. It's seriousness and rules. Notice the formation of the number 8. It's endless and limitless. 8 is the number of infinity. 8 also represents balance. In traditional tarot, 8 shows up as the strength card, and strength is astrologically related to the sign of Leo. In Mother Peace tarot, however, 8 shows up as justice, and justice is astrologically related to the sign of Libra. So with gentle persistence, use the strength. Justice comes through to remind that we reap what we sow. The letters connected to the number 8 are H, Q, and Z. These are considered to be power letters and numbers. And the letter H is called the holy letter. So words like heart, queen, and Zen connect us to the magical power of number 8. Now, 8 is also the otter in medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Otter, so playful, coquette by the stream, the medicine of woman, the realized dream. The otter reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity when we all dance between water and earth, the receptive elements, energies. An opportunity to connect with finer qualities, which involve the destruction of jealousy or acts of anger stemming from fear. You get to create a world full of people coming together to honor the right of each person to be starting with you. You stop judging your ongoing production and simply observe, keeping a high watch while you employ your spiritual tools, opening the door to experience the gifts of living with the One, because you decided to let go. The introspective journey invested on a matter will also be the same energy used for its creation, its manifestation. So be free and follow the path of order. Return to the feminine. Choose love. All is well. And that's the story of eight, told through our friend, the Order of Medicine Cards. I'll see you in the new year, and possibly tomorrow on Ancestral Blueprints, but definitely on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for showing up and being you. Everything all right over there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll put you back on mute.
Yeah.
All is well. The energy of eight has got you. You're welcome. The energy of eight has got you embracing. I love the fact that eight, you know, when you tie it with justice and balance, you know, if you flip eight on the side, it's like the infinity sign. You talked about it as a line is linked to Libra. You know, that's where we need to get to, a place where we recognize we are one. This never-ending spiral of love. That's what we're part of. All of life is reminding us. The numbers, the animals, you name it. Open up to a page in a book, any book. Set your intention and you will receive your answer. Even if it's something that could be considered negative, if you're led to that book and open, it will speak to you. You know, this year, 2013, which adds up to six, we were told, as it's the year of unity and six is a cosmic mother. And sometimes humans, we, even with our knowledge, our awareness, our wisdom, we sort of wait for the unity to happen. We wait for the love to happen. Whenever you wait for something to happen, you will wait for a long time. And even if what you were waiting for does show up, it will be temporary because your waiting did not prepare you to make room for it to become one with you. So rather than wait for love, rather than wait for the unity, rather than wait for a time where compassion is fully expressed in your community, in your family members, within your family members, when you get to see it, you be it. And we've got to practicalize. I love this word. I didn't think it was a word, and then I found out it was. I was told it was words, but I don't care if it is. I'm making it into a word. You get to practicalize the spiritual truth. It's one thing to know the spiritual truth. It's one thing to meditate every day. But until you give birth to the spiritual truth is the mother. She's the cosmic mother. She holds everything. Just like the egg in a woman, when the sperm comes together, you know, there's all kind of stuff. But you need the sperm and the egg to come together. The physical plane, for me, is the masculine part of it. You got to take action. The masculine energy got to take action. Now you got to join forces with the feminine, with the spiritual truth, the metaphysics, in order to download the idea in order to be a channel for the metaphysics to be seen above the surface and bring from what's underneath to view where we can see it, know it. So if you want to practicalize the year of unity as we move into another year now, the year of seven, which I don't know what that is, so I'm going to bring on Celeste. Celeste, I hope you're ready. What's seven again? You told us yesterday. I forgot. I know what it is. I forgot. Tell me. What's seven? Seven represents what to next year? You lied.
I'm here. Seven is mystical power. Seven is ruled by Neptune. It's a lot of water. It's the chariot in tarot. And the chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. So you got that mother energy coming in again. And, you know, one of my favorite Orishas, Nimoja. Her number, sacred number, is seven. So seven is really going to wash us out next year. It's going to wash us out and get us to go deeper in our mystical walk.
And the great thing about it as well, Celeste, and well, great thing about it, but we need to pay attention to it, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. I'll let you go. I know. You've got so much wisdom. This year, as you said, you know, is the six represents lovers. So when we embrace the love within ourselves, when we allow the so-called negative and the positive to unite together, and we can create a space. Next, also the water, doesn't that also represent emotions or some things that will come up that's going to be challenging, where we want to run away from people? Like, I want to go hide. I want to just leave me alone. Okay, good. So,
water definitely represents emotions. And, you know, there's that biblical story about how Jesus walked on water. What it really meant was that he was a master of his emotions.
Go ahead, Celeste. Damn, you're good. That's right. And who was walking to Jesus again? Was it Peter when he took his eyes off God? Of God, well, yeah, if you will. Jesus. And he said, no, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank you very much. I'm good now.
Yeah.
I just have to check with my sources to make sure I'm giving the right information.
You are.
Yes. thank you, Celeste. Life is good, is getting better. And yes, as we prepare to walk on water, make sure you keep your eyes, your focus on the Christ consciousness. Make sure you keep your eyes on God, on good. And even if you take your eyes off, remember, do your work now that the experience that you go through and grow through will nudge you and say, the reason you're drowning, the reason this is happening, the reason you want to hide and not show up is because you took your eyes off the Christ consciousness. You took your eyes off God. You took your eyes off the good of your life. You've taken your eyes off the good that you are. Come on, refocus, review, interview. Go within. So you still got time to embody unity, to embody the love. You got time. So that when things get challenging, there's enough love within you to hold yourself as things start to fall apart, if that's what's going to happen. Because sometimes, you know, we always want to talk about the positive. It's going to be there, it's going to be there, but we don't want to talk about the negative. Because if you talk about the negative, you're going to see more of it. And we don't want to do that. Oh, please, the darkness and the light is the same thing to God. And the negative and the positive means nothing, only the meaning you give it. So rather than say, I'm sick, why don't you say, my body is healing? Because that's really what's happening. Now, I understand we live in a society where sometimes you can't call and say, well, I'm not coming in today because my body's healing. They'd be like, excuse me? Hello, who is this? Oh, I'm just calling to tell you that body is healing, so I'm not coming in. They'll think, okay, no, you got mental health issues. So you can choose another word. You can say, I am not feeling good. I am not feeling well. And if you want to choose sick, that's good too. But don't give it so much power that you're like, oh my God, I don't want to focus on the negative and I just said I'm sick. Because even that breakdown, that stress creates more stress in your body. And don't buy into the BS. Oh, this is flu season. Oh, someone passing the bugs around. Listen. You don't need to attract anything you don't need. Don't come near me, I'm sick. No, I'm going to hug you because I don't want anything I don't need. So you can keep your bugs, but I'm going to give you some love. You have the power to transcend. Let's do some questions. I think it's time. We're going to do the email questions, and if you want to call in, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Life is good, you know. It really is good. And you're going to experience challenges. That's the point. That is the point. Life is a spiritual gym. Or should I say this planet, Earth, is a spiritual gym.
You are here to develop your spiritual muscles in order to do the heavy lifting when it's needed. There are going to be times where you've got to do the heavy lifting for your own soul salvation. And the heavy lifting that you have to do, sometimes will need to do, is to remind you how strong you are spiritually, to remind you of your maturity level. And there must come a time where you give the heavy lifting to God, where you give the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. You're giving it up to a higher vibration. You're raising your consciousness. You're not giving it to a God outside of yourself. You are one with it. You are connected to it. You're stepping into the upper room. So rather than hold on to this heavy stuff and worry, you know, I'm raising this up in consciousness, energetically. I'm passing this heavy lifting to a higher vibration. It is like cleaning out your house, your room, your office, your environment, your yard. And when you clean it up, you just burn that sucker up. So when you're dealing with stuff that are challenging, give it to God, give it to the Holy Spirit, give it to the Mother Divine, and let that high vibration of love, that intense love that transforms, that heals, burn up and make your path easy. Questions, emailed questions. Dear Life Coach Ade. Dear Life Coach Ade. Dear Life Coach Ade. Oh, my name, you guys. I have so many conversations around my name. But anyway, Paul said, I had too much fun at the office holiday party and a couple of other parties too. You just went wild. Paul gone wild. Get the DVD now. What's the difference between celebrating the holidays and drinking too much? You're living it. There's nothing I can say to that. Of course, there's nothing I can say to that because you're living it. But I have something to say. Let me put it that way, because I always have something to say. You know, that's why you emailed and you want to hear my perspective. And I trust that, you know, Paul, you're going to stand on the truth. You said you had too much fun. You know, people have too much fun because, yeah, let's go here. Well, actually, I don't want to even say too much fun, because you can't have too much fun. I'm not even going to join with that. I'm not going to sign that petition. Fun is fun is fun is fun. I'm going to take the liberty and assume that when you say too much fun, you overdid it. You drank too much. You went wild. So that's not fun. That's you overdoing it. So what's the difference between celebrating the holidays and drinking too much? The difference is, one is you celebrate the holidays, and another one is you drank too much. Now, why do people do it? Sometimes people need an excuse or need to numb themselves from themselves in order to let themselves free, let themselves loose. They spend all the year trying to act a certain way, live up to other people's standards, compare themselves, and at a party, even sometimes when they're not even trying it, alcohol, not that I don't drink, so not to say I haven't drank alcohol before, I've drank it, but nowhere near what really happens to me in all my life. If I pour all the alcohol that I've ever drank, it probably won't fill up a bottle of wine. I don't think it will. So I'm not necessarily coming as an expert, but what I've seen, the expert from what I've seen, you know, people drink alcohol sometimes to numb themselves from their pain. Sometimes people get drunk because they have no self-control. Sometimes they think, oh, my God, I can't afford to buy more. I will never have a drink like this. I got to drink what? It's like you just got to check with yourself. What's really going on? Why are you overdoing it? What are you overcompensating for? Now that you know that you've had too much to drink, that you overcompensated, bring yourself back to the middle. And the question you're asking applies to a lot of people right now. So many people are afraid to feel life. That's part of the challenges in life. We're afraid to feel life, to feel what we're feeling, to feel our pain, to feel our joys, to feel happiness, to feel sadness, to feel the grief, we want to run from it, to feel the freedom. What are you feeling? What are you running from? When we make space, when we make room for what we're feeling, we give up, we allow the feeling to reveal what we need to know, and we allow it to pass. It helps us to figure out what we need to do. So, Paul, for you, rather than even, you know, there's a deeper question. Do you drink too much? What's the thinking? What's the reasoning behind it? And just sit with it. Therein lies your healing. Therein lies your healing. Let's go to the next question. Actually, before I do that, I need to do this. What am I doing? Don't worry about it. Just sit with what I just said. Now I'm pulling up the next question. I'm multitasking. Celeste is not here, but you didn't know that. Okay, so here we go. Oh, wow. Life Coach at A. What has been your aha moment in 2013? There's been a lot, but let me see what comes to mind. Yes. Yeah, let me share something with you. One of the the major aha moments for me. Oh, my dear friend is in the chat room. I love it how life works. I have a dear friend who I share this with. Electra. Was I found out, I discovered that I had a self-conflicting thought. What does that mean? Multitasking, bear with me. All right, I'm back. I'm talking to Yvette because we're trying to do things behind the scenes. So anyway, so I discovered a self-conflicting thought. And when I saw it, when it came up, it has made a difference in my life. And it's, I don't really know. It's changed a lot of things. So let me tell you what it was, the self-conflicting thought. Now, I don't know if you are a regular listener, Reba, or regular listeners, or I don't know when you've been listening. You may be listening for the first time. But I've been doing this work a long time, and I am clear that I am doing, living, being what I came here to do. I'm a teacher, a spiritual teacher. I support people in their transformation as I go through and grow through my own challenges. And I'm so clear about my work. I am grateful for it. I'm passionate about it. But there was a belief that was in judgment of this spiritual work. There was a judgment. And the judgment was, now, I'm going to put it in a different context.
And I'm not blaming my mother or my father. I mean, there were times when I did judge them. Oh, I was angry about the statement that I'm about to share with you. And my parents, especially when I was going through ministerial school. Now, when I was going through ministerial school, I didn't go through ministerial school to be a minister or a reverend. I wasn't even the idea of being a minister. I was like, oh, no. I had judgment about ministers. I did. And at the same time, because I had judgments, because that's how you get to know, because I had judgments about ministers and reverends and Christianity, I didn't want people to judge me the way I'm judging the ministers and the Christianity and all of that comes with that religion. So I was like, nah. But anyway, during that time, when I would share with my parents and tell them what I was doing, my parents would be like, well, my dad said it too, but she said it through my mom. Don't you just love us men? What would the world be without females holding it together? But anyway, my mom would say, well, that's good. Well, you know, going to minister is good, and if you're trying to be a minister, that's fine, but you have to have something to fall back onto. We know ministers here that are, you know, they're ministers, but they have a job. They have a 9-to-5 job. And part of it made sense, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I can't even believe what my parents said. I felt they weren't supporting me. Because what I was doing was bigger than me. I felt like my life was calling me forward, that I had no control. Well, I had control over it, but my life was calling me forward, and I was saying yes. So for my parents to tell me, go and fall back on something else, had me think, if I can't fall back on what I came here to do on this planet, I'm an Aries. So, of course, you know, if you know anything about astrology and that, it's like, I got to make this work. I want to do this. I'm committed to this. So that statement that I heard from my parents a lot was somehow embedded in my consciousness. So while doing the work, being grateful, loving my life, there was a little voice. There was a little me. It was like, yeah, you're great and all that. Figure out that you're living your passion, you're growing, you have challenges, but you're working it out. But there's more to life than just spirituality. You know, you got to have a 9-to-5 job. You got to have this. You got to have that. But it was so I didn't allow myself. It wasn't conscious. It was unconscious. I didn't allow myself to fully sink into what was happening to me and through me. So it was kind of like, yeah, but. There were times when people give me a compliment about my work or my working with them, kind of coaching or something, how I've helped them, like, oh, great. But it never really sank in because there was a belief. There was a belief that was like, yeah, that's all well and good, but you've got to have something to fall back onto. And until you have that, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing, man. You may have a radio show, but you ain't nothing. But anyway, through my spiritual work, I recognized that belief, and I was like, oh, my God, I had been in judgment of my own self. That was major for me. I wasn't thinking about it, but your question triggered that. You know, that was major for me to realize that. And it's a human experience. We judge ourselves. Sometimes we don't even know. It's so subtle. It's an unconscious thought. And it affects and contaminates the good work that we do. So that was my aha moment, a self-conflicting thought. On one level, I'm saying, yeah, this is what I'm here to do, but there's another thought pulling me in the opposite direction. But yeah, you got to have something to fall back onto. Yeah, spirituality and all that. You still got to face reality. You still got to do this. You got to blah, 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 blah. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And it's nice to see all of you in the chat room. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up for your soulful appointment as you grow through life while taking an interview. You better testify. I just want to testify. I'm hearing Sounds of Blackness. I'm hearing Diane Reeves. I can't see the scribble scrabbles that's coming up on this message you're sending me, Yvette. You might have to sign in and sign out again because it's just all different kind of symbols. Before we take the next question. Jim from Canada. Yes, We're praying for your dog with cancer and all the other dogs who got health challenges, all the people that are going through and growing through cancer. We pray for all of them. And wherever you are with the health challenges that you're going through, know that health is your birthright. You may have to change how you think of your challenges. And cancer, it's a lot of people are going through it, directly or indirectly. Send out blessings and send out healing. Don't forget to talk to your body. Don't forget to be appreciative of your body. Don't forget to bless your cells, your organs. And even if you're in a space and a place where you're mad at God, even if you're in a place where you just can't believe this is happening to you, that's good too. It's all good. It's all good. Even if you're saying, Life Coach Addy, shut the hell up, you ain't all good. That's all good too. Because the one that is walking it knows it. I stand with you and hold a high watch for whatever you're going through. And let's go back to questions, email questions from Gina. Gina said, if energy doesn't die, why is there so much suffering around death during the holidays and so many suicides during this time in particular? Well, that's an interesting question. Because you say if energy doesn't die, why is there so much suffering around death during the holidays? Just two separate things. Because the energy not dying really doesn't have anything to do with the suffering that people are going through and growing through. Because even if you know that energy doesn't die, suffering is part of the human existence. There are different kinds of suffering. No, not but. And humans, we are still learning, humanity is learning about this thing called death. We're still releasing some of the erroneous thoughts and beliefs that's been programmed into our consciousness about death. Death is final. Some people believe it and it works for them. So if you believe that and that works for you, I'm not trying to change your thoughts. I'm not trying to change anybody's thoughts. I'm here to inspire thoughts. And if whatever I say or share inspires something good inside of you, then live by it, live with it, live for it. And if it doesn't work for you, just hang it back on the rack. Like you go shopping for clothes and you don't like it, just hang it back up. I'm not attached. You shouldn't be. So we've been conditioned, we've been programmed that after death, it's over. But even worse, we've been conditioned to believe that death is the worst thing that can ever happen to any human being. So we try and prolong it. We try and run from it. We don't want to talk about it because we don't know it. We don't understand it. So we're afraid of what we don't understand. Now, so energy doesn't die. Let's put that to the side because that's a little bit advanced for some people. It's like energy. What's he talking about, energy? So suffering is suffering, but at the same time, some suffering that people go through is because what they tell themselves about what happened. Some people suffer because they're mad at God. Let me finish that thought. They're mad at God because they believe, they pray to God to keep their mother, their father, their cat, their dog, their neighbor, their best friend alive, and God did not keep their loved one alive. So they go through life being mad at the creator, or being mad, period. Or sometimes they're mad at a person who died, that they left too early. And that is fine. It's part of the human experience. But what I would also add is, remember, we are all on our own individual journey. We don't know how long someone's going to be here. We want to be old in our 90s. Some people don't. No, I don't want to be old. I want to be gone before that. Sometimes because their interpretation, the meaning they give old. But we see people now who are taking care of their bodies, their minds, and everybody ain't supposed to do that. I'm clear about that. But there's inspiration. You can be a wise elder because you've learned so much about life. I digress. But let's come back to the suffering thing.
the thoughts that we think about death is why people suffer. We tell ourselves that your mom, your dad, your loved one, your friends are supposed to be here during the holiday season. Or you say that this is the first holiday without them. And whatever you believe is fine, but I'm sharing something that can help you just change to ease your pain a little. It is going to be painful. Grief is part of life. Trauma is part of life. But it's about how you're looking at it. And then you get a lot of infomercials and PSAs that say, during this time is the hardest time. And if you have somebody who made transition, who passed away, who died during the holidays, and you kind of don't feel sad about it, but just, yeah, you know, during Christmas a lot of people suffer because they don't have their loved ones. Yeah, I lost my mother. This is usually the toughest time. I'm not saying it is for them, but the more we hear it, if you're not that kind of person, you start to think, well, maybe I'm supposed to be suffering because my parents are not here. If you're not doing your inner work, but maybe, I don't know. But you get to choose. Why choose suffering? You can choose not to suffer. Every day is a holy day. But if you are suffering, it's fine, but be willing to change your perspective. Now, the other part of your question is suicide. You talk about and so many suicides during this time. There's a lot. There's a lot going on. People are talking about their loved ones, buying presents and going to family members and just sharing the love, the sense of connection, the sense of belonging. And you have somebody who felt like nobody cares about them. They feel their life is not worth anything. Everything they've tried is not working. They feel alone. They feel like even God has given up on them. And the more they hear about other people expressing love, going to their family members, it triggers the pain. And they convince themselves that it's just better not to be here. Sometimes they convince themselves that they've been a burden unto the people that they love, so it's best to be gone, which is not true. You actually create more. If you're depressed and you're listening to the show right now, if you consider that path, the path of taking yourself out of this planet because you believed or you convinced yourself that you're a burden unto your family members, it's a lie. You become more of a burden if you do that. Well, how do you deal with what you're feeling then? Ask for help. Oh, I know. It takes courage. It takes courage to ask for help. But ask for help. Go online. Make the call. There's resources, but you must be willing to have a different experience. And if you're not willing, because you feel like, I don't have the will, just be willing to be willing. Believe in tomorrow. Believe in today. Believe in something different. Believe in yourself. Honor the physical presence, because the physical presence is gone. Causes a shift in your reality. But that's an appointment that we all must show up for. We don't know when. But while you're here, learn about death. Make friends with death. Because when we know, when we learn about life, when we learn that death is part of life, and death is not just the transition of a physical body, every day you go to bed, you die to that day, and you'll be born. You're born new the next day. Sometimes we drag yesterday into today, like, oh, my God, yes, I got issues. I got stuff. I got to worry about that, because if I don't worry, then that means I'm being irresponsible. Not true. Now, let's talk about energy doesn't die. Energy can never be created or destroyed. Never dies. It's only transformed. You are energy. So get this. You were never created. You were never destroyed. Jin and everybody else. None of us. We were never born, because energy is never born. It's just transformed. So we are energy. The truth of who we are is energy that has been transformed, made up of all kinds of spiritual stuff, made up of the energies of your ancestors, of the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. You are energy. So you just transform. But we can save that for another day, the energy part. But don't be afraid to reach out to people.
to support people on their journey. We need each other. We're getting ready to release the show. We need each other more than ever. And if you're supporting somebody who is depressed during this time and you don't know what to do, you're getting burned out, ask for help. You may have to go ask for help, and they might be mad at you, angry. But one day, they'll give thanks for you. There are many ways to do it. Just make sure you're doing the right thing. And when I say the right thing, man, you're doing what you know to do. Sometimes we're thinking, well, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. And I want, sometimes you just got to imagine. Here it is. Here's an example. If a child jumps in a pool and they're drowning, you're not going to say, well, let's see. Maybe it's part of the soul experience that they drown. No, you won't even think. You just jump and catch the child. Well, but that's a child. No, every one of us is a child of the Most High. And that's why it's important to do your spiritual work. Because sometimes doing your spiritual work, meditation and everything else, you will show up as the healing presence. And it becomes, you know, the whole thing becomes less of what you say or what you do, but more about your presence. Your presence become a healing. Your words. And that's true healing. True healing is less about what is said. It's about the energy that you're allowing. You are the place where God gets to represent itself, where God gets to represent himself, herself. You are the channel of love. You are the channel of peace, of joy, of abundance. And if you don't know it, give it, share it. Find something to do, find somewhere to express, to give, to be of service as we move into a new year. Life is good. That's my mantra. And it's getting better. No matter what I'm going through, give yourself permission to live life fully. And for goodness sake, ask for help. Ask for help. And if you say, well, you know, I'm usually the one that people come to, and, you know, I don't want to be a burden onto people, and whatever the case may be, just stop it. That's your ego talking. That's ego speak. We all need each other. And if you're a caregiver, ask for help. You are not your issues. You are not your stuff. You are not what you own. You are not what you have or don't have. You are so much more. And if you're still trying to figure things out, and we're talking about this year being the year of unity, 2013, and you have a service, you have a product, you have something that you're doing that you're passionate about, and you know you've heard the voice, you've heard the deep voice from within you that you need to focus on it, and you're worried about money and how to happen, the question is, how can you join forces with other people? But I got to pay my bills. I know. But you can end up holding on to what you have that you know you're supposed to give for another year, still trying to figure out how to pay your bills, or joining forces with others, finding a way to express your gift, your talent, while still trying to figure out how to pay your bills. You get to choose. And sometimes when you take your attention off the problem, the challenge, you get to see yourself in a whole new way. It's time to redefine what money is. Sometimes I talked about self-conflicting thoughts. Some of us have self-conflicting thoughts. So we surrender to God and we ask God to direct our path and we surrender, but we still worship money. America, we have In God We Trust. Put that on the card, and they're like, bloody Christians. Say that out in a meeting, oh, here comes the Christians. But put that in the money, they're like, oh, you better give me that money. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. You answer prayer. Choose you this day who you are serving, God or the ego mind, God or the separation thought. And who and what is God for you? It's time to release the show, I think. You are the miracle that you're looking for. Don't waste time arguing with people. Wish people happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa, that's over now, right? Just let love be your guide. And if there's anything that was done in the past that needs to be corrected and you see it, you are the one. Don't worry about Christmas is a pagan religion. The people who call themselves Christians would say, we don't celebrate Christmas. Some people do, ones that are on whatever part of the totem they're on. I'm celebrating because it's a pagan religion. And the Christian was like, we don't like pagans. They worship idols. You know, it's just, you know, this is such a playground that if there ever was a God outside and out in the cloud, it would just be like, oh, my God, it never ceased to amaze me. Listen to them, my children. Look at them. Relax. You are the miracle. Change your mind. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for Ancestral Blueprints. This is the last show for this year of Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. After tomorrow, I'm taking a break, and I'll be back after tomorrow, that is, of course. I'll be back on January 6th. Ooh, I'm looking forward to my vacation. But I'm going to be around. You know where to find me. You can find me on Facebook. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you all for all your support of the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, for sharing the show, for your donations, for your feedbacks, just all for your energy, for your love. I am so grateful as we walk this journey together. I stand for your transformation. I stand for your growth. I'll be back tomorrow with Lisa Iverson, and Lecter just said something. Brené Brown says, When you do this, it means, okay, I know you responded to something I said, but as I read it like that, I think, let me see. No, just leave it alone. But, you know, I feel you, my sister. People who need to catch what you just put in the chat room, they got it. You are the miracle. This is Troy Horn. We are miracles. Be love. Be true to yourself. But most importantly, because sometimes we close up. Be loved. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for Ancestral Blueprints. Peace and blessings. I love you.
We'll think about sunlight. We'll think about rain. We'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. We'll think about my family. We'll think about friends. Suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had. Still we have to surrender, oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, and when you think about pain, remember hope's round the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are miracles. We are miracles.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.